The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I certainly moved on from that, but definitely got a couple good buddies left over there. There has been a lot of turnover, though. I think there's only five or six guys left, maybe. So, I mean, it's a new experience for me all around, going to the conference finals and everything. So, that's all it is.
First on the Morning Brew this morning, the elimination of former Avalanche continues. It started with Matt Duchene. Then it went to Ryan O'Reilly. Tyson Barrie is next on the docket for the Avalanche, coming back to Colorado with the Edmonton Oilers. Stink.
Love it. Hey, man, it's always good. Yeah, there's nobody you'd rather beat. You want to beat everybody, but there's nobody you'd rather beat than one of your buddies. Like, just from the bragging rights standpoint and everything else, that's just good, clean living is what that is. When you have that opportunity to, you know, to take one, to give it to your quote unquote friends, there ain't nothing better than that. So the Avs, if you want to talk about things lining up, is there anybody either on New York or on Tampa that used to play for the Avs? If we get to the, or not yet, I'll use some Mike Evans mojo.
When
we get to the, when we get to the Stanley Cup Finals, anybody the former Avalanche?
No.
I'm just wondering if there's any former Avalanche on that squad.
We're going to have to look that up. I'm not familiar down the line off the top of my head. Plus,
no, me neither.
It's early in the morning. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think he's been the best for a little bit now, and it's going to take a full team effort to stop him, and same with Dreisaitl. So they're deeper than teams give them credit for sure. I mean, they're very deep. They wouldn't be where they're at without the full team effort. And for me, I'm not really thinking about that a whole lot. Obviously, I see that stuff, but, you know, that's to hopefully that gets more viewers and lowers escrow. But other than that, I don't care.
Nathan MacKinnon talking about the hype around going head-to-head with Connor McDavid, maybe the two most skilled offensive players in the world. Not maybe. They are the two most skilled offensive players in the world, and downplaying it a bit.
I think the bottom line for the Avs, we've seen this. You know, we have seen when they play their game, when they play the way that they're capable of playing, they're pretty damn good. When they get out of that, which happens on occasion, and they're worried about things other than playing their own game. There are kind of two types of teams in the NFL. I always played on teams that were here in Denver and in Washington at that time were about, this is what our identity is. This is what we're good at. You know, we may run it out of a bunch of different formations and a bunch of different motions and a bunch of different personnel groupings, but the bottom line, we're going to run what we run, and we're better than you when we do it. The Avs are very much built that way. We have an identity. We know what it is, and we play that way. We're really good. And so I think that's not just hyperbole, you know, from MacKinnon. That is an understanding that their coach has given them and that they have seen become tried and true when they play that way. And, you know, we saw them. Game 5 was the most dominant performance I have watched in a hockey game. In that first period, the Avs over St. Louis 2-0, and then they go 3-0. And then, boom, what happens? They stop playing the way they're playing. They start playing more defensively, more on their heels, more not to score or be aggressive, but more not to get scored upon. And they give open ice in the neutral zone for the first time, and boom, you know, they end up losing that game. So, like, I think they really know who they are.
And MacKinnon, I think, has
a really long answer to say they really know who they are.
MacKinnon, I think, has a singular focus, and he's not going to get caught up in trying to match Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl and the scoring punch from Edmonton. He just wants to win. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
5 minutes into overtime in Game 5, and McDavid scores! Game winner! Series winner for Connor McDavid!
Sportsnet in Canada with the call, and that was the last round for Edmonton, where their top line stepped up, and McDavid was fantastic, getting the game winner there. And while we heard from McKinnon not being caught up in going head-to-head offensively with those guys, how concerned should we be, Stink, about facing McDavid, Draisaitl, Kane on that top line and the firepower Edmonton can come at us with?
Well, I think you've got to be very concerned, obviously. But at the same time, you know, you've got to understand what your game is. My biggest concern is, are you going to be able in goal to make some saves that are special? Because I think that's the question going in has always been, like, the goaltending has been good, been solid, like, throughout the season, but I don't know that it's ever approached spectacular in any one given game. And the one thing you always hear from folks inside of hockey and people I know inside of hockey is to make it to a Stanley Cup or to win a Stanley Cup and to make it through the Western Conference Finals, you're going to have a game or two where your goalie is special. And frankly, we just haven't seen that yet. So that's the question about that. You know, and you're going to give up a few, but you just hope that the ones you got to stop, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the difference, I think, this time around is you're not going to be looking at the Avalanche doubling up the opponent in shots on goal. So you're going to have to make more saves than you did against St. Louis. And
well,
by the
way, what we'll see? Well, you know what we'll see here, Chad? It's a term I hate in hockey, a phrase that gets used all the time. Well, it's really tough on the goalie when he doesn't see a lot of shots.
I
tend to disagree with that. Like, if you don't face a lot of shots, you know, well, he's not in a rhythm. I don't care. You're going to face some shots now. Yeah, we're going to see. Now, we're going to see if you rise to the top when you're facing those shots, because the excuse has been, well, it's hard. You know, they got outshot, you know, 18-7 in that period, and you didn't see a lot of shots. Okay. All right. If that's the game you guys want to play.
You know, Mark, it's really hard. It's really hard for me when I don't have a lot of bills to pay. You know, I got to make sure that I'm focused and staying on top of where my money is going. How about let me try it that way? Let's just try that
let's
first.
Let's just live it. It's hard to be independently financially independent and not need a job. You know, that's really difficult.
And for the Tyson Berry question, Pierre-Édouard Bellemare on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, yes, they could go through four former Avalanche
All right.
on their way to the Cup.